Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Moving goods beyond the railroad's reach between Southern Oregon and California was a dirty and dangerous job, requiring sturdy horses and mules. 19th century freight wagons traveled over miles of rough roads to supply outlying communities and haul out their produce. 10 horses pulled the wagons, which were made of wood and iron. The strongest and most intelligent horses were called rear pointers and were hooked directly to the wagon tongue. They were often the reason the team survived a hairpin turn. The wagons averaged about 2 miles an hour downhill and could pull an 8-ton load 15 miles in a day. They wore bells audible a mile away as a warning to other wagons coming around a bend. A long team of several wagons rolling along behind jangling horses was an impressive sight. Hazards included runaways down a steep grade, wagon breakdowns that took half the profit out of a trip, or a valuable horse dying en route. After a long, dusty drive, the teamsters and horses often stopped at ranches catering to them, many of which later became inns, serving travelers a hot meal and company. Today's episode of As It was written by Linda Dempsher, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.